The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. Friend, I hope you will take time to pray for revival at least one time a week. I believe we can have a revival. I don't know that we'll ever have a worldwide revival. That's not up for me to say. But I know that Dr. Seitler prayed for 5 years for revival, and the upstate of South Carolina and North Carolina had revival back in the 50s. And many churches got started. One of those was Tabernacle Baptist and, of course, the Great Bible College and the Children's Home and all that. And God has used that great revival even down through the years to touch hearts. He's still touching hearts today. And God can send revival. Father, will you help us today and help us to look to you for reviving in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to continue this message today on what is revival. If they get in a dispute with somebody, that if they let enough time go by, that time will settle that and they can get back friendly. That does not settle things. It may settle it with you, but it doesn't with God. You only settle things when you make them right. And you need to use this word, "I'm sorry. I was wrong." There are some wives today, you need to go to your husband and say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong." There are some husbands need to go to your wives today and say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong." There are some churches that need to go to your pastor today and say, "I'm sorry, I've been wrong." There are some young people, you need to go to mama and daddy and you need to say, "Hey, I'm sorry, I was wrong." There might be some mom and daddies need to go to some children and say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong." I don't know if I said this or not, but there's some pastors need to go to churches and say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong." The pastors are not always right. Let me tell you something, brother. You know what we've got? We've got a boatload of pride. And what's holding revival from the Baptist church is getting our sins confessed. Time does not solve things, but making things right does. I'll give you an illustration. Judah goes out there. And Judah does his daughter-in-law wrong. I mean, she's supposed to have been given to his son. He don't do that. And instead, Judah thinks she's a harlot. He goes and has a relationship with her. And boy, then she's sent by. She becomes with child. And they're going to burn her with fire. And she said, "I'm with child by whose these are." And his signet and his staff. And the Bible said that Judah acknowledged them. And Judah got a great blessing when God blessed the children of Israel and the Messiah came from the tribe of Judah. Now, I don't know if the Messiah... I'm telling you today that Judah, in a sense, said, "I'm sorry." Ladies and gentlemen, we need people in our churches that have held a grudge against somebody for 25 years. "Preacher, you don't know what they did to me." Hey, sir. In the scheme of things, is it really all that important what they did to you? Now, I want to go on. The Holy Ghost got me here, and I've learned a long time ago, you just go where the Holy Ghost leads. I'm doing what Jesus said do, so hold on a minute. I'll ask you, because there might be somebody today, you need to go to your boss on your job and say, "Hey, I've done you wrong." There might be somebody that needs to go to your employee and say, I've done you wrong. My friend, listen, hey, if you cheat people out of money, you need to go to them and say, "I've done you wrong." Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm talking to Christian people. We live...
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.